It has been a busy, busy political day, and in just the last couple of minutes, the Dáil finally resumed again. Here's what happened.
Honour and a privilege to finally stand here before Dáil.
Unbelievable.
Elected democratically by the people of Ireland.
Unbelievable.
Nominated. Standing by that. Stand before this House.
You may as well take your seat over there if that's the behaviour that we're going to see. It's not acceptable. Not acceptable.
My goodness. Well, what was happening there and what has been happening throughout the day? We are joined from our Dáil studio by our reporter, Barry Lenehan. Barry, what just happened?
It's not often I'm lost for words, Sarah, but on this occasion, I think one must be. Chaos, absolute chaos there, literally as we've come on air. The Dáil, for the fourth occasion today, trying to elect Micheál Martin as Taoiseach, but finishing in scenes of utter chaos. I said earlier on Clare Byrne that these were scenes akin to maybe Camden Street or Shop Street at 2 o'clock on a Saturday morning, but even worse on this occasion. What happened there was there seemed to be agreement struck between all the various political parties for the Dáil to resume around 4 o'clock and to proceed with the business of the day. This one of the red letter days in Irish politics, the nomination of a Taoiseach and a cabinet. The compromise had been reached over this thorny issue of the regional independents who support government but want opposition speaking time. That issue perhaps had been a compromise had been reached, that Sinn Féin would be given extra speaking time, that Michael Lowry would be given less speaking time, and that an Oireachtas committee would deal with this thorny issue. The government, even the Taoiseach himself, seemed to be confident that the show could be put back on the road after 4 o'clock, but between 4 and half 4, the likes of Avada Batrick of Labour, Padraig McLaughlin of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou MacDonald of the same party, Alan Kelly, Keane O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats, they were in conclave and conflab on the floor of the Dáil chamber when Verona Murphy came back in. She said the Hildegard Nocton read out a statement saying they will proceed with the order of business. Ciarán Cóirla, Verona Murphy invited Fianna Fáil TD, Galway East TD, 26-year-old Albert Dolan as the youngest TD to stand up and nominate Micheál Martin.
Okay, so that was the voice we heard. He kept trying to say, I'm honoured to nominate Micheál Martin. He was trying to speak over the din, but they weren't having any of it.
They all rose to their feet in unison and shouted down the Ciarán Cóirla and shouted across at the government side saying they weren't happy with how things were proceeding. So no vote on the order of business. Was that the straw that broke the camel's back, or was this coordinated? Now earlier, Michael Lowry, the independent regional TD, he seemed to put the blame on Sinn Féin for all of this, saying they weren't happy with the compromises that had been struck to get the show back on the road, if you will. But according to the pictures we literally have just seen and the audio we have just heard, all the opposition in unison that they are not allowing the arrangement that would see those four regional independent TDs join in a technical group with Matty McGrath from Tipperary and Carol Nolan from Offaly to have opposition speaking time. Not happy that the Dáil is back again in 2 weeks on the 5th of February after today, and really in quite dramatic fashion for the fourth time today, an attempt to elect a Taoiseach, to nominate Micheál Martin as Taoiseach, unsuccessful, and the TDs will have to come back tomorrow at 9 o'clock after a day of much high drama.
We're joined now on the line by Michael Healy-Rae, an incoming junior minister in this government, if indeed they ever get to vote on ministers or Taoiseach or any of that. Michael, can I first get your reaction to what's happened today?
Well, first of all, we thought that the transition to President Trump was going to be difficult. We never thought this was going to be the situation in Ireland today. So I suppose what we're seeing here today is unprecedented. I would have hoped that we would have got the business of electing a Taoiseach and electing a government over us today. But unfortunately, we're in the situation that we're in. And I really don't see, after there being so many suspensions, so many delays, I would have thought that it could have been sorted out and that we would have got that very important job of work over us. I'm disappointed that we are where we are, but the long and the short of it is we are where we are.
And are you where we are at the moment, Michael Healy-Rae, because you and others and within the government are trying to pull a political stroke here by giving opposition speaking time to government supporting TDs?
the precedent is there in the past. You had a confidence and supply arrangement where Fianna Fáil were in opposition, and at the same time, they were allowed to speak inside the Dáil. Yeah. You had a situation in the past when... No, you asked me a question.
Go on. But you see, we've heard these precedents all day, and the problem is none of them directly fit this particular example, which is that you had TDs who formed a group and went into programme for government negotiations with the government, agreed a programme for government, agreed to support the government in good days and in bad, and then said they want to sit in the opposition benches. I haven't been given a precedent for those exact circumstances yet.
Well, do you know the way we leave this now? You rang me a while ago, as in 2 minutes ago, and I was asked to come on and to answer a question. If you were going to ask a question and answer it yourself, the best thing I can do is go away and let you talk away yourself. I wanted to make a point, and if I can't make it, will I just leave you talk away yourself?
No, I'm putting a question to you, Michael Healy-Ray, and I'd really love an answer. Can you give me an example of the situation that I've outlined to you there, where a group goes into programme for government negotiations, agrees a programme for government, and then asks to sit in the opposition benches? Can you give me the precedent for that?
Can I talk now?
Yes, please. I'd love an answer.
No, because if you want to keep talking, I'll keep listening to you, no problem. Or I will go away and I'll let you talk away yourself.
Go on.
Right. The late Jackie Healy-Ray and a group of others, many years ago, they agreed to support a government through good times and through bad times, which they did. And they kept a government in place. And at the same time, they were allowed to stand up inside in the Dáil and speak on local and national issues, which they did for a long period of time. There were people like Mildred Fox, the late Harry Blaney, the late Jackie Healy-Ray, and plenty others. We had a situation in 2016 where people were making their point, and when they were talking inside and raising issues, and at the same time they were supporting government. Michael Lowry and others in the past, from 2020 until just now, were in opposition, and at the same time, they were supportive.
So can I ask you haven't answered my question,
you know what we'll
which
do
is
now,
whether
though.
Any of those
no,
people...
I'll let you at it. I'll let you at it. Okay. You're not going to let me answer.
Michael, it's a fair question. Did any of those people agree a programme for government and enter programme for government negotiations?
If you want to keep on this tone, I'll just let you at it.
It's not a tone. It's a simple question.
For the last time now, I'll just tell you, I'll go away. If you want to keep talking, I will go away. So if I'm not going to be given the opportunity, and like I say, your producer rang me and said, would I come on the programme?
Yeah.
I agreed to come on and you won't let me talk, so it's fine. I'll go away. Oh,
well, I'm very happy to let you talk, but I would like you to answer the question. Has Michael Healy-Ray left us? Well, maybe he might come back and answer the question.
I don't think we've ever seen anything like this in an awful long time, I must say. Michael Collins of Independent Ireland, you're very welcome.
Absolutely. Delighted to be on air.
Let me ask for your general reaction, first of all. You're in the Dáil quite a long time yourself. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I haven't. But unfortunately, I could see this becoming a problem a week ago when it was first noted that, you know, you had regional independence, which they're well entitled to. Negotiate for a programme for government, go out in the plinth, most of them, and say they're giving full support to a government, and then come back in tongue-in-cheek and look for opposition speaking time so they can give out about the government. You can't have your bread buttered on both ends, and this is what has happened in this situation.
We believe Micheál Martin and Simon Harris are about to speak to reporters on the plinth in Leinster House, and if that happens, we'll go to it live. But some of your texts to 51551, the incoming government were undermining democracy in our Dáil. I am grateful to the opposition parties for standing up to this, says one listener. Another, I have totally lost any faith I had in politicians. Between the likes of Labour and the Social Democrats asking for our votes to make a difference in government, and then being too cowardly to take the chance to form a government, and today's farce, the whole thing is shocking. They are all an embarrassment, one listener says, Sarah.
Yeah, our listener's not impressed at all with what they're hearing this afternoon. Martina says, if this behaviour occurred in any other workplace in this country, the guards would be called and suspensions would occur. How dare paid politicians behave like this in our parliament? Is this the example they wish to give to young people? You can keep your text coming to 51551, the WhatsApp number 0870 32 32 32.
now to that rumbling round the Dáil, the failure to elect a Taoiseach, the furore over the Regional Independence Technical Group speaking time, allegations that the government are trying to subvert democracy, and international media picking up on what's being described as chaotic scenes in the Dáil. I'm joined now by Alan Kelly of Labour and Thomas Byrne of Fianna Fáil. You're both very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
Alan Kelly, what's going on?
At the moment, so the Dáil is suspended until tomorrow morning, unfortunately, and there's various meetings, I presume, going to take place tonight because there's an impasse, and if this impasse isn't dealt with in the interim, I'm not sure where we'll be going tomorrow either. This issue has to be dealt with.
Describe to listeners what this impasse is all about, because people are looking at chaotic scenes and hearing them, and they're wondering, what is it all about? From your perspective, what's happening?
Without getting into the boring mechanics of the seating and speaking rights in the Dáil Chamber, in simple terms, this is ensuring that people who negotiated the programme for government, TDs, democratically elected, who are part of the government, who have said that they will do everything to support the government in good and bad times, don't get to take some of the opposition's speaking time and resources. Simply put, we cannot countenance or allow a scenario where Danny Healy-Ray will stand up in opposition time, in opposition speaking time, with opposition resources, and question his own brother, who's part of the government as well, on issues relating to agriculture, for instance.
OK, let me bring in Thomas Byrne of Fianna Fáil to answer that.
And the public get this. And Micheál Martin has said that this isn't an issue the public get. Being honest with you, I've rarely ever seen an issue where people are so enraged, because they understand it. It's very simple. Democracy is very simple. You cannot have a scenario whereby members of the government are in the opposition. It's as simple
Thomas
as that.
Byrne of Fianna Fáil, Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin said Micheál Martin and Michael Lowry are trying to subvert normal procedures in the Dáil.
That's not the case. What we had today, I'm afraid to say, Cormac, were ugly anti-democratic scenes where when the Crown Court decided to allow Deputy Albert Dolan to speak on the nomination of a Taoiseach, our fundamental constitutional duty to get a Taoiseach government in place, he and she were shouted down by the opposition. And it did feel like a bit of a one-act play where people had their lines rehearsed and various parts in play. And I have to say, it's particularly galling coming from the Labour Party, who said, put up their hands and said, no thanks, we're not going into government. The Social Democrats as well, no thanks, we're not going into government. And yet they prevent a government being elected today. And I think that's the fundamental issue.
Because they feel it's stymieing democracy in the Dáil.
It's absolutely not the case. These issues about speaking times, about resources, are always an issue at the start of every single Dáil term, including when Fianna Fáil went into opposition in 2011. And they're not always resolved at the start, but they, as sure as night follows day, these issues always get resolved to everybody's satisfaction.
We've never had a situation like this, though, have we? Where
we have
regional independent group sits down and agrees a programme for government with various parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and then some of that group go off to the opposition. It's unprecedented, this.
It's not. In reality, what the Crown Court has said today is that she invited submissions from all the parties. She will come to a conclusion on them before the Dáil comes back again. And in the meantime, our job is to elect a government. And we were, as a TD representing my constituents, I was prevented by Labour, Soc Dems and Sinn Féin shouting down the opposition altogether. I was prevented from exercising my right, and I would say my duty, to elect a government. And I think these were disgraceful scenes today.
Alan
these
Kelly.
Are unprecedented scenes that we have never before seen in Dáil Éireann.
Preventing democracy, Alan.
Oh, it's laughable to be listening to Thomas. He doesn't even know the operations of the Dáil. The Ciarán Cóirlea called for nominations of Taoiseach, and yet there hadn't been an order of business agreed. You can't even call for nominations of Taoiseach without an order of business, which was meant to be voted on. So he actually factually is incorrect.
But that was the business of the day, wasn't it? To elect a Taoiseach.
The business of the day was the business.
Thomas,
maybe get some education on the proceedings of the Dáil. The proceedings of the Dáil, the order of business has to be agreed. And then you go to nominations to Taoiseach. That didn't happen.
We're going to go now to government buildings and to Barry Lenehan because
Sarah,
Micheál Martin.
Taoiseach,
go on, Meeting Barry.
Yeah. Leader Micheál Martin, Fine Gael leader Simon Harris about to speak.
Good evening, everyone. What happened in Dáil Éireann today was utterly farcical. The people's representatives gathered to discharge their constitutional duty and obligation to elect a Taoiseach and to elect a government. there was a clear majority of the people's representatives ready, willing to elect Micheál Martin as Taoiseach and to elect the next government and get on with the people's work. And there is much work to do. Instead, what we saw was an effort to obstruct, an effort to shout down, an effort to disrespect the Ceann Comhairle and her constitutional office, and ultimately preventing a majority of the democratically elected representatives of Dáil Éireann to discharge their duty and their mandate to elect Taoiseach. Today was unprecedented, unseemly, and tomorrow Dáil Éireann must reconvene and must elect a Taoiseach and get on with the urgent work of government.
Could I say that what we witnessed today was the subversion of the Irish Constitution, the most fundamental obligation of the Dáil is to elect a Taoiseach and indeed to elect a government. That opportunity was denied today by a premeditated, coordinated and choreographed position by the opposition and particularly by Sinn Féin Party. There was numerous attempts to facilitate agreement. At various times people thought agreements had been arrived at, and it became very clear to us that there was no intention ever to reach agreement on the nomination of a Taoiseach or a government.
Well, Micheál Martin and Simon Harris are still in that press conference. We'll be bringing you the latest from that, and we'll also be bringing you a reaction from Sinn Féin and Fine Gael just a little later in the programme. But right now, from one storm to another, the status red warning that has this afternoon be extended to 22 counties. This, of course, is because of Storm Éowyn, which is landing tomorrow evening, I think. We're joined by Mark Bowe, who's meteorologist at Met Éireann. Mark, what can we expect?
Yeah, well, we've certainly got a very interesting couple of days of weather ahead of us. Now, Storm Éowyn is out in the Atlantic at the moment and it's heading towards us. But crucially, tomorrow on Thursday, it's going to cross the jet stream and this is where it's going to deepen rapidly. And when it does this, it should just be southwest of Ireland. Now, at that time, it's going to bring some extremely strong winds right across the country throughout the day on Friday. So that's why we've issued orange warnings across the entire country for Friday. But within that, we have those red warnings for the most severe and strongest winds, which will kick in early Friday morning, going all the way through until about the afternoon on Friday. So we're going to see some extremely severely damaging winds, especially across our western counties. So we expect plenty of damage to structures, down power lines. It's going to be an extremely significant event.
Yeah, every meteorologist that I've spoken to today or that I've seen online seems to be really worried about this.
Yeah, it's crucially because where it crosses the jet stream on Thursday, and that's going to deepen it rapidly, and that gives it basically the extra boost. And that just happens to happen just as the storm itself is just off the southwest coast of Ireland. Mm-hmm. So that's why the winds are going to be exceptionally strong. They are very, very strong. The low pressure here is going down well below 940 hectopascals, which is quite significant. So those westerly winds will really pack a punch, particularly across exposed areas along the west. So that red warning is absolutely significant, especially as it's so widespread across the country, which is an extremely rare thing for us to do.
But right now we're joined by Sinn Féin TD Louise O'Reilly and Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty, and you're both very welcome. Louise O'Reilly, I might try come to yourself first, and Micheál Martin and Simon Harris obviously very unhappy with what happened today, and I know opposition very unhappy as well. But in terms of some of the statements or allegations made by those two men, Micheál Martin saying that what happened today was a subversion of the Irish Constitution and of democracy. What is Sinn Féin's response?
What happened today, Sarah, is a direct result of the ineptitude and incompetence of Micheál Martin, Simon Harris. They did their grubby little deal with Michael Lowry, and then they tried to circumvent the standing orders, and indeed they tried to have it both ways, really. You know, and I mean, anyone listening to this programme is going to know government are government, opposition is opposition. So government speakers, government TD is speaking government time, opposition speaking opposition time. What they were trying to do was do their little deal with Michael Lowry, facilitate the appointment of several junior ministers, and then also somehow expect the Dáil to rubber stamp those TDs who had, under the stewardship and the leadership of Michael Lowry, gone in, negotiated a programme for government, came out, and Michael Lowry himself made it very, very clear that they would stand by their programme for government and stand by the deal that they had done in good times and in bad.
I want to bring in John Downing now, because what happens next here, John? We see government, Micheál Martin and Simon Harris, scrabbling for the high ground with their comments earlier that this is a subversion of democracy and a political stunt. Will they make it to the high ground, do you think?
As things stand, both sides are just crazy about democracy. They love it and they want
Who knew we all love democracy so much?